You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Lulu. And today I'm going to talk about a really awesome little app. It's called SelfieX. That is SelfieX. VoiceOver pronounces it SelfieX, but it is called SelfieX. I can remember a time when cameras were special. You took them on holidays or to special events, but you didn't have them all the time. These days, it seems absolutely de rigueur to take pictures of everything you do. And with the improvement of quality and resolution and definition of cameras on cell phones, you can take a photograph anytime, any place, anywhere. And if you actually don't know how or don't trust yourself to take good quality pictures, you really can find yourself feeling very much out of the loop, or at least that is how I felt until I found this amazing and cool little app. This application was invented for people who wanted to take selfies using the back camera, which is of much better quality than the front camera of the Android or iPhone. What it basically does, it allows you to take selfies, which is a picture of yourself and whatever is going on in your background, using the back camera, and it gives you voice direction as to where to point the camera so that you can take a good picture. The app does have a few accessibility problems, but as it is so simple to use, there really aren't too many problems to work your way around, unless you want to start cropping and so forth. And if you want to do that, then you are going to need sighted assistance anyway. So in a moment, we'll launch the app and the camera immediately starts looking for you, as you will hear.
Selfieks.
I can't see you.
Now, I'm going to turn the phone towards me in a moment, and I'm going to hold the camera with my arm a little bit out so it can capture me and some of my background. Now, usually I can get the camera exactly where I want it to be fairly fast, so let's see how I do.
Down. Down. Right. I can't see you. Say cheese.
Yay!
I can't see you.
So, I got it to where I wanted it to be fairly quickly. Just going to close the app for a minute.
I can't see you.
Because she'll go on selfie. Thinking that you want to take more selfies and keep chirping at you while I'm trying to explain things. I can take the best selfies in my left hand. What you need to do to take a good selfie is you need to hold the camera away from you a bit. I used to hold it right up close to my face, and she never, I always say she because it's a female voice right there, she never could see me properly. And when I did manage to get my face in centre, all you could see was a great big close-up of my ugly mush and absolutely no background of anything whatsoever. Basically, you just got my face, no hair, no nothing, just a huge close-up of my teeth, my nose, my eyes, absolutely no background. And that's not what a selfie is about. So what you need to do is you need to hold the phone with your hand around the bottom of it, way out of the way of the camera. You need to hold it straight in your hand, straight up, which I'm doing now. I'm just trying to describe it for you the best way I can. And so you need to hold your arm a little bit outwards, slightly curved. If you hold it straight out, at least if I hold mine straight out, the camera gets too far away and she can't see you. So hold your arm curved, and it's about, I would say, maybe 6 to 8 inches away, and the lens about level with my nose. I wonder if that's about right. I think so. Now, the thing is, if I'm holding it in my left hand and she says left, then I would move my wrist, not the hand that's holding the phone, but just swivel my wrist a little way rightwards, not leftwards, because obviously I'm holding it in my left hand, so everything's upside down. If you can get it to work in your right hand, then obviously if she says right, then you would go right. Basically, practice. I had a little bit of help before I could get the hang of it, but practice is the key. Now, the interesting thing about selfies is that you can share them. There is a sharing facility, which I'm going to show you now in a moment. There are also some extremely cool and rather funny alternate voices you can get. So I'm going to go back into the app now.
Sophie's. Sophie's. I can't see you.
But she's still chirping. Let us show you what else is on the screen here.
Auto. Button.
I'm scared to press any of these buttons much because I'm scared I might switch to the front camera, and if I did, I wouldn't know.
Switch. Button.
That's the switch button, I think.
I can't see you.
That's an unlabeled button. I don't know what that is. I'm just swiping right with my finger. Obviously double tapping on what I want.
Settings.
Button. Now we want to go here.
Settings. Menu.
There's a menu.
Options. Heading.
Now we're in options here.
Voices.
I'm going to look at that in a minute because I have a couple of the voices.
Sound. Sound. Switch button. On.
Yes, I do like the sound switched on. When I take a picture, I want to know.
Vibro. Vibro. Switch button. On.
And I do like also the vibration switched on.
All apps. Heading. Star Walk 2.
Yes.
Solo Walk. Star. More app. Share. Heading.
Now, these are the sharing options right here. Double tapping on any of these options will allow you to post the selfie you've just taken. It always keeps the latest one right here on the screen to any of these places. And I use this a bit. Usually, if I want to post to Facebook, then I will post my selfie from the actual Facebook app because that's how I like to do it. But if I'm doing something really quickly on the fly, then I will actually post it right from this app.
Facebook.
So there's Facebook.
Twitter.
Twitter.
Email.
I can email a selfie to a friend.
About. Heading. Rate.
Rate.
Feedback.
Feedback.
Copyright sign 2015 Vito Technology. Inc.
Let's go back to the beginning of the screen here.
Back, button.
Okay, so I've gone back to the top of the screen, and that's the back button at the top left here.
Menu, options, voices.
Now, usually, I would use the default voice, it's all you need, and there are reasons why using any of the others can be a bit annoying sometimes, but they have got some very fun alternatives, a couple of which I bought. And also, SelfieX does come in other languages, as you will see. So let's just have a look at these voice alternatives here.
Abigail Plumbington, English.
I just want to go back because I don't think that's the first one.
Default, restore, voices, default, English.
So, here's default.
Check, button. Abigail Plumbington, English.
Let's see what she sounds like.
Play, button.
Abigail Plumbington at your service, sweetheart.
Now, the voices aren't just, I can't see you, up, down, left, right. These ones are fun voices. As well as actually telling you what you need to know, they will make asides and fun remarks and kind of make you laugh as well as actually helping you to use the app.
£0.79, Alex, Russian.
So there's a Russian voice.
Play button.
I wonder if he's actually in English or in Russian. Let's see.
Привет. Меня зовут Алекс.
He's in Russian.
£0 and seven, brother man, English.
Oh, he's in English. I haven't heard him. Let's hear what he sounds
play
like.
Button.
Come on, let's take some pictures.
Cartoon voice. Okay, fine.
£0 and 79 pence. But Diane Boyer, A.M., French.
So we have a French voice.
Play. Button.
Salut, je peux vous aider?
£0. Diane Boyer, P.M. French. Play. Button.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Diane Boyer.
Oh, she's nice, isn't she? Well, she spoke English. I like that voice.
£0. Dr. Tum, German.
And here's a German voice.
Play. Button.
Freue mich, dich kennenzulernen. Ich bin Dr. Tum.
£0 and seven. Don Juan, Spanish.
We have a Spanish voice.
Play. Button.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Soy Don Juan y no, hoy no vengo a conquistarte, vengo a que tú me conquistes. ¿Me regalas tu mejor sonrisa?
I think that guy is a nice one for the ladies.
£0 and Dusky Rhodes, English. Play, button.
Well, howdy, partner, my name's Dusty. Dusty Rhodes.
£0 and Colson, Russian.
And we have another Russian voice here.
Play button.
Привет. Меня зовут Карлсон, который живет на крыше.
£0. Lorenzo Conti, Italian. Play button.
Ciao, come va?
Oh, that was short and sweet.
£0. Lucky Lee, Japanese. Play button.
Yeah. That was short too.
Zero. Sexy Sid. English.
Now.
Circle button.
You see that? I have to admit to owning this voice. I don't use it where anyone can hear me, usually, and in a moment you'll see why. But I just couldn't resist this voice.
Oh, it is wonderful to see you.
Vinny, English, circle, button.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Vinny.
And I also have that one. And actually, he makes me laugh. And that is all of them. So, as you can hear, 79 pence per voice, which is what, 99 cents, something like that. So, who shall we play? I don't think I can cope with doing Sexy Sid for you, because he really has a very nice line in blush-makingly cheesy compliments, and Brian's sitting over there. I might get my ears boxed. So, we'll do Vinny.
Vinny, English.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Vinny.
English. Check. Button.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Vinny.
Selected. Vinny. English.
There we go. So, there's Vinny. Now, if I go back, we will take a selfie with Vinny.
Back. Button. Back. Auto. Button.
I don't see ya.
Okay. Yeah, I know, because I haven't turned the camera around yet.
Okay, let's try this again. This time, maybe you can make a better pose, huh?
I made an alright pose last time. Okay, I've turned the camera around.
What if I get a manicotti recipe for you, huh? What, you don't want it? So my mom says when you're done here, you can come over to our house for dinner. Hey, that's a pretty sweet offer. You know what I'm talking about?
Come on, tell me where to go.
So you probably picked up on the fact that I'm Italian, huh? Hey, maybe you're Italian too. You ever been hit with a wooden spoon? Or had a shoe thrown at you?
Camera.
Hey, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Camera.
That's why.
Auto.
Okay.
All right, what are you doing? Playing hide and seek on the air? I don't see you. Hold it. Down a little more. That's what I'm talking about right there.
There we go.
That one's a keeper. Okay, right now. All right then, let's not hang around. Let's get it done, huh?
Okay, the reason he wasn't talking to me except for asides there was because sometimes you have to make sure that the camera button is pressed. Right on the top left-hand side, you have a camera button. And sometimes if it's not saying, I can't see you, or something similar, try just pressing that again, double-tapping that again, and you will get somewhere. So that is Selfie X. Usually I would use the default voice, but if you want a bit of fun and something different, you can use one of the alternatives. They really are quite fun. I love the apt pieces. I use it a lot wherever I go. It never lets me down. And it really is possible to take faultlessly good selfies with a bit of practice. I really hope that I've given you a good idea of it. And I hope you enjoy using it. And I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.